Hello and welcome to Valley Public Radio, another in our series of special interviews with guests from the Fresno Philharmonic. And today is a very festive occasion as we have two guests joining us from the concert taking place this Saturday, December 1st at 8 p.m., Home for the Holidays, the Philharmonic's annual Pops concert. And a perfect time of the year to ring in Christmas and the holidays with Fresno Philharmonic, as we have joining us today Carl Topolo, conductor and clarinet virtuoso, master chorale of the Fresno Community Chorus. Anna Homry is not here today, but also joining us is Dan Pisano with Good Company Players. Carl and Dan, welcome to Valley Public Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is very exciting, as always a festive time of the year, and there's nothing quite like ringing in the holidays with an orchestra. Carl, this has to be a special time of year for you as you travel around the country doing these sorts of events. Tell us about what's in store for this concert on Saturday.
I think it's a very exciting program. We have the chorus going to be involved with several selections. I'll be playing a little bit. We have soloists from the orchestra. We have a lot of surprises, so I can't tell you everything that's going to happen. But the orchestra will also be featured in a number of selections, including Polar Express and Charlie Brown Christmas and Christmas at the Movies. So it's the idea is to have a nice balance of chorus and orchestra, soloists, and if you don't like what we're playing, wait 3 minutes and we'll play something else.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll talk to Dan Pisano in just a moment and find out what he's doing with the Philharmonic. But, Carl, I want to go back to you now and ask you a little more about your background. You have a long history as a conductor, both in Pops context and in traditional classical repertoire context with a number of orchestras. You're the conductor with the Cleveland Pops Orchestra. Tell us about your background and how you got involved doing this sort of a show.
Well, actually, in my past, as I was studying and working toward becoming a professional conductor, I was a dance band saxophone and clarinet player. Now, when I finally got my first job with the Denver Symphony in 1976,
yeah.
I really didn't want anybody to know that I was a dance band, clarinet, and saxophone player. And several years later, I saw Doc Severinsen working and conducting and playing, and I said, well, I have a sort of a different sense of humor, a little more New York dry than Doc's, but I think I can do this. And so I decided to pick up the clarinet again and practice and get myself in really good shape, and I've been doing these Pops concerts now for quite a while, enjoying them just as much as any symphonic program I do. I mean, it's unusual, I suppose, but, you know, this year I did Bartok Concerto for Orchestra and the Stravinsky Rite of Spring, and now I'm doing the Most Wonderful Time of the Year and, you know, the Polar Express. But I like it all. I'm very fortunate that way.
With your candy,
it's all good.
With your candy cane red clarinet.
Yes, yes. And we'll be joined by other candy cane clarinet players from the orchestra for LeRoy Anderson's Clarinet Candy.
That's going to be fun. Dan, tell us about your role in this production that's coming up on Saturday at the Soroyan Theater.
Well, the best part of anything I'm doing is I get to be there to hear the music. I don't get out that much, to be honest, so it's a great opportunity. I've been asked to narrate The Night Before Christmas, and it's particularly rewarding for me because so many things, you know, trigger family memories. Music seems to be the best, where you'll have just heard a song and you can't get through the holidays without hearing your favorite song. And that was kind of the thing that happened when I was growing up with The Night Before Christmas. I can't remember the first time I heard it. Hopefully somebody, family, a mom or somebody read it to me. But every time I read it and go through it right now, all of those memories come back and the images, and hopefully I can translate that. A few times I've been accosted by season ticket holders and say, what are you doing with a Philharmonic? It's as if, hey, we love the Philharmonic. You're not playing anything, are you? So I hopefully can contribute to Carl's expertise.
Certainly, Dan, your name and face and voice are so well recognized here in the Valley. I'm sure there are many people who are looking forward to that. I would assume that this is your first time on stage with the orchestra. Is that correct?
For the sake of their history, yes, I think the success. You know, actually, I think I did get an opportunity to do some youth concerts way back when, and it's a thrill to watch the impact of music on young people. And this is a great concert to bring young people to. Such a nice selection of music and just the spirit of the season.
Carl, turning back to you, I think that's one of the great things about a Pops concert, and especially an orchestra like the Fresno Philharmonic having a Pops series that really brings people into the concert hall who might not otherwise go there, and they have an opportunity then to become a part of the orchestra and to have the orchestra in their lives and maybe then go to that concert that is featuring music by Bartok or Beethoven or Schumann later on.
The nice thing about this program is it's really very user-friendly for kids too. And if they haven't been to the symphony before, this is a great place to start because they'll be hearing such a variety of music, all holiday-focused, but with soloists, with chorus, with Christmas favorites, with orchestra, and there's a lot of variety and a lot of fun things involved.
Now, Carl, you brought your red clarinet with you today.
I
don't know if I can bother you to maybe do a little a cappella clarinet piece here, but Carl is – and maybe before you do that, Carl, it has to be kind of challenging to put your different hats on, is it not, from being conductor, and you have your baton, and then be clarinetist.
I'll tell you my secret. My secret is synthetic reeds.
Old clarinet player, I can
when you have relate. A clarinet sitting there for 20 minutes, a half an hour, and you pick it up and try to play it, and you have to wet the reed, you know, you don't need to suck your reed in front of 2,000 people. You know, there are better things to do. But with the plastic reeds, it's really terrific. It makes it so much easier to just pick up and play. You can be sitting there for an hour and make it a little bit cold, but it's really, really nice. For your radio audience, it's hard to maybe imagine what a red clarinet is, but it's nothing more than a $350 piece of plastic with clarinet keys. But it's really quite nice, and it's fun to play. So Sleigh Ride will definitely be on the program and lots of other favorite stuff.
It'll be a jazzy Pops evening with the Fresno Philharmonic on Saturday, December 1st. That's 8 p.m. at the Soroyan Theater. There's something about the clarinet that just has such a fun sound. I have to say from personal experience, it can be a challenging instrument at times.
Anytime you stand up and play in front of people, it's a challenge.
Yeah.
I can tell you that. But I think some of the pieces we're playing are quite nice. I mean, the Polar Express, the Charlie Brown Christmas, Christmas Festival, the most wonderful time of the year, Silent Night. There'll be a sing-along. There's audience participation. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. The wonderful pieces that the chorus was singing from Home Alone by John Williams, absolutely terrific and very uplifting.
Yeah, and Dan, going back to the idea that it's great for families to have an opportunity to go to a concert where they can hear the orchestra. It's a kid-friendly thing. There's so many young people who have come through your programs, the Good Company players, who have gone on to such great things. You never really know when something's going to capture a kid's imagination. It might be that clarinet.
Absolutely. And, you know, there is nothing like live performance. It is just what triggers the things you're talking about. And it can come from dance. It can come from music. It can come from theater. And it just sticks so thoroughly in your mind. I can remember going as a third grader from Berklee schools, bused across to see Carmen at the Opera House in San Francisco. Had no idea what they were doing. But when it got to the Toreadoro, I was all over that. And that stuck, and it just really – I can vividly remember that. And, you know, the kickoff of the season, there's so much early shopping and everything. You got to get together and just go out and say, December 1st, this is the beginning of the real home stretch, and this is a great way to kick it off.
Yes, indeed.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. Yeah. Dan told me that his upcoming shows are just really exciting. And one of them, I have to – he doesn't know this, but Fiddler on the Roof was going to be clarinetist on the roof, you know? You know, but they changed
they
their
changed
mind.
It.
They changed it. But anyway.
Are you available?
Well, I don't know. I have acrophobia, so I'm not sure I can stand on the roof for very long.
Well, we're looking for this concert. I can tell it's going to be a fun one. That's coming up Saturday night, 8 p.m. at the William Saroyan Theater. It's Home for the Holidays, part of the pop series from the Fresno Philharmonic. Our guest today, Dan Pisano, Good Company Players. He's going to be doing A Night Before Christmas, and Carl Topolo, clarinetist and conductor with the orchestra for this special concert. And it's going to be a lot of fun. There's other Pops concerts coming up. The Rat Pack Symphonic Celebration coming up February 9th. And then in the Masterworks series in late January, Beloved Beethoven. And then March 8th, 9th, and 10th at the Sheboygan Hall, Mozart's Requiem. That's going to be wonderful. Mm-hmm. And again, Dan Pisano and Carl Topolo, thank you so much for joining us today on Valley Public Radio.
My pleasure.
A pleasure. Happy holidays.